everybody. Welcome to the Travel, Fun, and Adventure Podcast. Do you want to travel? Do you want to have fun when you travel? Do you want to have adventures when you travel? Then this is the podcast for you. You know, important things about traveling as far as who's the best hotel chains, the best rental car chains, which is what we're going to talk about today, some great places to travel, and other, you know, just other, anything to do with traveling, we're going to talk about here on this podcast. As I said, today we are talking rental car companies. Who's the best? Who's the worst? Who's ones you should avoid? You're going to find that out next. Be clear, I used to work for a rental car company. I worked for them for several years. And I always get this, like when talking about airlines, I may mention that I won't rate SkyWest Airlines because I do own stock in them. Meanwhile, I will give ratings to like Alaska Airlines because I just have one lousy share of them. So I think it's a little different. Now with the car rental companies, as I said, I used to work in the car rental industry. However, number one, the company I used to work for is about mid-pack. So it's not like I'm giving them an extra good rating. In fact, I'm going to be brutally honest about them, just like I'm going to be brutally honest about every other company on this list. So let's get into the list. On dead last, so not the place you want to be, number 13. Now, when I looked at the rental car companies, there are some small companies that may have one, two, three locations. I didn't rate them. Now, this first company rating used to have a lot more until COVID hit. They declared bankruptcy, and now they're down to eight locations. However, I figure I'd still include them on the list just because I have a lot of experience with them. I've had a lot of experiences that makes me tell you to avoid them like the plague. And that number 13 is Advantage Car Rental. As I said, they were a lot bigger before COVID. They declared bankruptcy. They've had an interesting history. In the early 2010s, they were actually bought out by Hertz Car Rental. I was hoping that Hertz would actually improve their performance, but they did not. Hertz bought out Thrifty and Dollar Rental Car, and so they actually spun off Advantage. And I will have to say, number one, I have never had a good experience renting from Advantage. I've rented from them several times. All of them just have been horrible experiences. I can't say that they have had the worst experience with a rental car company in my life, but pretty close. The fact is, I've not had one good experience with them. Pretty much reason why they're down at the bottom. Now that brings up talking about them used to be owned by Hertz and now Dollar and Thrifty are owned by Hertz. Something I'm going to bring up. There's a couple like Avis and Budget. They've been together for a while. They also own Payless, which I actually didn't include on this list because I have no experience with them. And they seem to be pretty integrated with Avis and Budget now anyway. But Avis and Budget I include together just because they're so integrated, except their computer systems. But that's something we'll talk about when we get to there, where I rate them. Dollar and Thrifty, on the other hand, they're owned by Hertz, but they are definitely different companies. And talking about Enterprise, Enterprise owns National and Alamo, and they're going to get totally different ratings. So just kind of get you where we're going. Also, I really include there's like three different levels of rental car companies. There's the big performers, the ones that are mostly a lot of airport locations. Some have a lot of neighborhood locations. 38 companies are the biggest. The B companies may not be as big as the big guys, but they also have a lot of airport locations. Some of them have a lot of franchise locations, although that's not always true. We'll talk about that later. And finally, there's the C companies. The C companies are companies that are don't always have the best cars. They kind of usually have older cars, although recently that's kind of changed a little, and we'll talk about that too. So C companies are probably going to be really right at the bottom because that's kind of the quality you get. And coming in at number 12 is a C company, is Fox Rent-A-Car. Fox, generally high-pressure company as far as taking anything, coverages, anything. Oftentimes, you wait forever in their lines. The quality of their cars are okay. They're going to be older, usually. They're not the greatest, and I really just can't recommend them as someplace I would want to rent a car from on a regular basis. Now, one thing to note is that Fox Rent-A-Car in 2019 was bought out by Europacar, which is the largest rental car company, I believe, in Europe. So if that's maybe Fox Rent-A-Car is going to change. Maybe they're going to become more aggressive, maybe better quality cars. We will have to see. However, at this point in time, they're kind of rated lower. Hopefully, on a trip in later in the year, later in 2022, I will once again be renting from them. One of the things that's hard for me to rent from because, you know, they don't have a lot of locations. But I hopefully will be renting from them later in 2022 and give you another update on them. Coming in number 11 is a company that used to be a lot bigger than it is now, and that's Rent-A-Wreck. I know it kind of has an odd name for a rental car company. Rent-A-Wreck used to be very big before Goliath showed up and slaughtered all the Davids, and that's Enterprise. They used to have a lot of neighborhood locations. They used to be good because, you know, most rental car companies won't rent to, well, when I started was 21. Now a lot of companies won't rent to you if you're under 25 or charge you huge fees. And so Rent-A-Wreck was there. They did cash rentals, which a lot of rental car companies would not do. Now, the main thing was their cars were a little older. However, they weren't really wrecks. Actually, most of their cars used to be, you know, cars from other rental car companies bought at auction, which actually a lot of the major companies also do the same thing. So they're only in a few locations. And I recently got on their website trying to see where they are now. And like I said, there's a lot fewer locations. And I tried a few times to book a car through them just to see what they're like. And not one time have they had any availability. I guess if you call them locally, then maybe they'll have a car for you. But, you know, it's been almost impossible to book. Next up, another C company at number 10, which is USave Auto Rental. Once again, this is another company that used to be a lot bigger until Goliath slaughtered the Davids. They primarily used cars, but once again, they usually had good value for the dollar, but a lot of them are gone now. They're a lot smaller company, and trying to find a location where they actually had one has been almost impossible. But like I said, there are a few around. They're just not as common as they used to be. Maybe you have one in your community, and you can rent from them directly, but really can't. It's really hard to give them a good rating when it's so impossible to rent a car from them. And number 9 is going to be actually the last of the C companies. And really, this is kind of a CB company, Ace Rent-A-Car. I believe they have 59 locations. They're primarily they started in the Midwest. However, I know they do have a location in Los Angeles. Once again, your average rental car company on the lower end usually have good prices. Although, once again, kind of like the experience with Rent-A-Wreck is trying to find a time when they actually had one available has been almost impossible. Now, number 8 is that we're moving into B companies, and it just happens that most of the ratings are going to follow Bs, and then the top companies are all As. One of the newer companies in the U.S., and that's Sixt Car Rental. Now, they may be one of the newest car rental companies in the U.S., but they're actually the oldest rental car company in existence, having started in Germany in, I believe it was 1927. It was pre-World War II. Now, from the looks of their website, I mean, they look really good. They don't have a lot of locations yet, although they've been growing fast. I know they're opening new locations all the time. I have a few problems with Sixt Rental Car. Number 1, on their website. Their website looks good. I mean, when you put in where you want to rent from and the dates and everything, they, of course, give you a list of cars and prices. All well and good. And they have some, you know, nicer cars that some of the other, even bigger rental car companies don't have. You know, they rent Mercedes, they rent BMWs, they rent a lot of specialty vehicles. The problem is, so you see that price, you think, great. You go to book the price, oh, guess what? If you're paying, you want to pay at the counter, you have to pay maybe $100 or $200 more. That's right, you have to pay in advance or you get charged more. They're also really kind of high pressure. And some of the problems with Sixt is you may have a reservation for, say, a vehicle the size of a X7 BMW or the let's see, the Mercedes that's comparable or something like that size. And instead you get a smaller car or you get a less luxurious car and they won't like change the price or anything. It's like that's what you get. So just because you reserved a certain class of car does not mean necessarily you get it. And they're kind of hard-nosed about, I reserved this, but you're giving me a lower-end car. I should get a discount. And also their lines that there can be very long at the rental centers. They're also high pressure. And at least in their European locations, I've not heard too many horror stories in their U.S. locations. Mysterious damage shows up on the cars. And so just be aware of those problems with six rental car. I mean, they do have a lot of potential, and I like to see them, especially since they offer different class vehicles that you can't get sometimes from other companies. I do like them in that way, but there's just too many negatives right now with them. And another item I thought about is that sometimes you can rent, they'll say a guaranteed model. So they'll say, you know, you will get this model. Now those you cannot pay for up front, so the price they give you is the actual price. They won't upcharge you for wanting to pay at the counter. However, they say it's not guaranteed until you get an email within a couple of days saying, yes or no, we'll have the car available. I've tried to reserve cars a couple times from them with a model guarantee. Not once have I gotten an email back or any response from them. Once again, I will be renting from them again later in 2022, so hopefully we'll have another experience with them to kind of see where they are today. Next up is Thrifty Car Rental. Thrifty, of course, is owned by, you know, as I mentioned before, it's owned by Hertz. Big thing with Thrifty is, number one, they don't have as many locations than either their sister company, Dollar Rent-A-Car, which we'll talk about in a moment, and many of their locations are franchise. And if you remember in the car rental tips video or podcast I talked about how sometimes with franchises, if something goes wrong and say you know maybe 300 miles from the place you rented it, the nearest rental car in the nearest location is franchise, they may not help you, and you may be, you know, wait hours or a day to get help from the actual actual office where you rented the car from. So that's something you got to watch out for in any franchised rental car company, and Thrifty is one of the big ones. Now, usually you also say that you get better service from corporate locations. However, Thrifty is the opposite of that one. Experience is that you get better service at some of the franchise locations, unless, of course, you have trouble and the nearest one doesn't want to help you. But as far as overall customer service, some of their corporate locations have the worst customer service. There's exceptions to every rule. It just depends on who you're dealing with. Next up at number six is Dollar Rent-A-Car, which of course is Dollar and Thrifty merged with each other for about 20 years ago or so. Now Dollar has more locations than Thrifty, but it also suffers from that same franchise issue. The main thing Dollar has going for it right now is it has made a deal with sponsorship from Dave Ramsey, so they will accept debit cards at all their locations. They're the only company now that's consistent of accepting debit cards. The one problem with that is they only will guarantee you or only rent to you up to a full-size car. 20 years ago, a full-size car was a 6-passenger car. These days, it's a 5-passenger, and they're smaller than they were 20 years ago, you know. So that's something you need to take in consideration. If you got a big family or you need a bigger vehicle because of luggage or whatever, and you're using a debit card, you may want to try to find an alternative than Dollar. Next up is number five, an Alamo car rental. Now, Alamo's kind of an interesting situation. Is many years ago, Alamo bought out National, which was one of the big three at the time, and then they were both bought out by Enterprise. I'm cleaning them separately because they really run as separate companies. They keep Alamo mainly as their leisure services company, mainly rent out to leisure travelers, where National is the more corporate one, so I do keep them separate. Alamo, back when I was working in the industry, had a really bad reputation for being hard-nosed, high-pressure sales tactics, you know, just a lot of horrible experiences from them. I know there was people with complaints, you know, making FTC complaints with Alamo. Now, I have to tell you, my personal experience is I have never had a problem renting from Alamo. I have never had those kind of experiences. So, you know, right about the time they were having all these bad reputation, I never had that kind of experience from them. I will most likely be renting from them in March again to give me another experience. I try to rent from as many as I can. So we'll see, you know, if anything has changed. At number four is the last of the B companies. It's kind of funny how the A companies end up at the top, but the B company and the number four is Enterprise. Now, Enterprise, you kind of argue to say that they're kind of more of an A company now because they have, thanks to their ownership of National, they've actually located a lot of airports now, and they are the largest rental car company out there. However, their business originally started off airport, so it's kind of irrelevant what we rated at as far as A or B. But they are the biggest rental car company, and of course they own National and Alamo. Now, as far as their rating, now if anybody's seen the J.D. Powers and Associates ratings for rental car companies, they got rated number one. However, from my personal experience, I rate them a little lower. First of all, I'll give you the good points about Enterprise. Now, most rental car, the big rental car companies, they lease their cars, and for a certain amount of time, usually it's a year or 2 years, and then they're returned to the manufacturer, and they're sold at auction. Enterprise, because it started off originally as a car dealership, in fact, I think they still own car dealerships, they buy all the, in fact, one of the ways they gain loyalty of the local car dealerships in the neighborhood when they come into a neighborhood, open an office, is by buying cars from that dealership. So it says, we bought cars from you. You got to rent from us. The nice thing is they do buy them direct and they, you know, consider the resale value. Usually Enterprise cars are better option than, you know, a car from any of the other companies. So as far as equipment goes, they're a better company. The problem I have with them is it's a miserable rental experience. The people are friendly. I don't want to put their customer service is good. The people are usually friendly. However, when I rent from some of the other companies, I mean, they all have my information in their computer. I walk into their office, show my ID. I walk out. I'm gone in 2 minutes. I mean, the most is 5 minutes. Enterprise has all my information. I'm a member of their Enterprise Plus program. And it's still a 20 to 30 minute process to rent a car. It's slow. You know, they have to take you out and inspect the car to try to get you to buy the coverages, although they also just have a reputation of being really pushy. But Enterprise, they walk you around the car. They have to do all the paperwork. One thing they do is call you the day before, at least from our local office, and they do it to check, see, are you paying by credit card or, you know, credit card or debit? It's like, it's in your system that I pay my credit card every time. Why do you have to go? Now, I do like the reminder sometimes, but still, it's just a nagging process. And it's worse if you get one of their new employees. Now, all their employees are hired as manager trainees. But you'll be a manager. All you have to do is be gung-ho and sell. I mean, the last time I can always tell they're new employees because they get this little pet thing out, clear plastic thing, and it has all these circles on it, and it goes, now see, if you get a dent this big, we're going to have to charge you. And they'll go around and check every little spot. That takes up more time. Do they tell you anything about the car? Are they any helpful that way? No. You know, you ask them a question about the car, they don't have the answer, but they'll tell you if a dent is, you know, how many dents it has in it. It's just a frustrating experience. Now they're main airport locate company, which has been one of the three premier companies. The next three are all A companies. They've always been the big three. And that's National Car Rental. Also one that, I mean, basically all my ratings are different from J.D. Powers. And they all come from personal experience. National, all three of the top three are good companies. National, the only thing holding National back is a lot of times their prices are higher. Give you a perfect example. In March, we're flying to Los Angeles, renting a car for a week, and I always do a lot of price checking. National, on average, for the week, was about, for the type of vehicle we need, because I got my three teenagers, including my son, who's 6'4", so we need a big car. National was about $500 higher for that week. I mean, that's a big difference. And generally, National will run higher. There are exceptions to every rule, but they have run higher. They've a lot of times run higher. Now, their Emerald Club is great. They do have their Emerald Isle where you pay for a mid-sized car. You can take whatever's in the Emerald Isle. Now, you're not going to get a big SUV on that. In the pictures, they do show the Nissan Rogue, Nissan Rogue is one of my least favorite cars in the world. And they show an Infiniti car. I don't know how often they have an Infiniti car there, but I've never seen one. But so, I mean, that works for if mid-sized car is going to work for you, or you might get a slight upgrade, hey, great. I mean, National is a good company for that. Number two is going to be Avis Budget. I've only had one bad experience in my time renting from these two companies, and it was actually my local location because they happened to be closed when I had a reservation. However, and it was a prepaid reservation at that. Remember, I say I don't like doing prepaid reservations, but I actually did it. I mean, it was a same-day reservation, so prepaid wasn't that big of a deal. I will say this, within 24 hours, I had my money back. Budget gave me a free day, and they really took care of it. They wowed the customer by going over and above. As long as they would have refunded me, I would have been fine. But they went over and above and said, we're going to give you a free rental day because it wasn't right that their office was closed when they were supposed to be open. And that's why I do like Avis and Budget. The only thing I dislike about Avis and Budget, and it comes back to their, if you book online, so you input the prices for the rent, what you want, where you're going, and they give you prices. The only problem is the prices do not include taxes. You have to get to the next screen to get there. So that could shock some people. I mean, it's like, I want to know right away so I can do an equal comparison, not have to click on a car and see how much in taxes I'm going to pay. Because, I mean, there's some places where they're going to tax you 66% on car rentals because you're paying for their start stadiums and their whatever entertainment they have for the locals there. You're paying it for all. So some places have really high car taxes. So you won't need to know that final price. And what's interesting is when internet was young, Budget was the one company that actually showed price after taxes. Now, after they merged with Avis, that went away. As I said, Avis and Budget are pretty integrated. What the funny part is, and I don't know if this has changed, it sure seems like it hasn't, but they still have separate computer systems. So they're asking you if you rent it from reserve from Budget, or did you reserve from Avis, and they go to one computer to the other. I used to rent from Avis Budget in Portland, Oregon. When I was living in Portland, Oregon, their downtown location was just 3 blocks from my office, and they always provided great customer service, always ended up with an upgrade of some type. They were always friendly, great people to deal with, but I've seen that in every Avis and Budget location. Always had, in fact, National Avis, the number one, is going to be Hertz. They've always had good customer service. Now, the one thing I've had failing with Avis Budget lately is the quality of their cars. The last car I got from Avis was a Toyota Camry. It had like 46,000 miles on it, which is something you'd expect from a Rent-A-Wreck or a Fox Rent-A-Car. I know there's a shortage right now, so it is what it is. I mean, so yeah, they were pretty desperate on cars, and so I'll give them a pass on that. Now, if that still occurs in 2 years from now, hopefully by then, the car market will be back to normal, let's hope, cross fingers, and hopefully the car rental business will be back to normal by then. That better not happen. And finally, of course, number one is Hertz. I have always had good experience with the Hertz. They are one of my three local companies, along with Avis Budget and Enterprise. Always have great customer service from them, whether it be here locally or anywhere else I have rented from them. Also, their gold service is really good. It always, just go down to wherever their cars are. You look on a board for your name and go where it tells you. Then you'll find your car. They're much more consistent with that than, say, that's another failing of Avis Budget, is that Budget has their fast track and they're not always consistent with it. I've had probably half the time I have to go to the counter anyway. But with Hertz, it's been really good. And I'll tell you, the most recent experience I had with Hertz that, you know, showed outstanding customer service. Actually, a couple of them. Number one was Christmas time last year. We had flown somewhere to visit my wife's family. Everything was good until the day after we arrived in the town. My older daughter called, who had stayed home because she couldn't get off work, called and said, and they were doing random COVID tests, and guess what? She tested positive. It's like, how could this happen? You know, they get tested every week. We got ourselves tested, and sure enough, we tested positive. I hated that. Hated that we had contact with people unknowingly. Nothing more frustrating. But I tried to reschedule. Now, I obviously was not going to fly. I didn't even want to stay at our hotel, but we had to. We already checked in, and we already were in the room, so I guess it really didn't matter there. But when I called Hertz and said, this is the situation, we can't fly back, and they said, no problem. You could take the car one way back to where you live. No additional charges, just a regular daily charge. And they did it. When we got back to where we live, I did put the keys in a plastic bag and put a note in there, put a note on top of the bag saying, you know, we were diagnosed with COVID. So they waited 7 days to check the car in, which I had no problem with. And they just charged us. They charged us for returning it when we returned it. No problems at all. The other situation was, if you look on their website, the one annoying thing is they show their small SUV, which is like a Nissan Rogue. They show their midsize as a Chevy Equinox. I never got to an Equinox for that midsize SUV until this one rental. And I'm looking, going, man, I know they made it smaller when they came out with the Blazer, to fit the Blazer in between the Equinox and, you know, the Traverse, that it felt small on the inside. It felt smaller than some of the small SUVs. And I kind of joked with the girl at the counter going, you know, whoever decided the Equinox is a midsize SUV should, you know, need to have a drug test. You know, a corporate needs to have a drug test. It's not, I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but it was like, it's not really midsize. She laughs and goes, no, it's not. And then she sent me a $30 coupon. Didn't have to do that. But then again, it's wowing the customer. She wowed the customer. That makes all the difference in the world. So that's why Hertz is number one. Like I said, you can't go wrong with any of the big three. In fact, you can't really go wrong with either Enterprise, Alamo. So I'll say the five. The top five are all good companies. We'll see where Sixt is, you know, in a few months. And we'll see where if Fox, you know, how Fox grows. Now that it's run by a Europa car. But overall, that's my ratings. What do you think of them? Remember, we do have a Facebook page. It's called Facebook group. It's called Travel Fun and Adventure. You can put your comments in there. We will post this podcast to the Facebook page. So tell me what you think of our ratings. I mean, we're human, so we're all going to have different opinions. Also, we have a Twitter account under my name, Jay Dornoff, John Dornoff. We also have an Instagram page, but that's mainly used for personal stuff. So I don't know if you want to read that. We have a website, a Travel Fun and Adventure. Also have a blog there. So come over, check it out. We're working on building the blog and hope to talk to you next time. Have a great day.